I work from home, and I was in my back office, which is in the back of the house next door to where the explosion in the home took place. And I heard a little bit of a, like a bang or a boom kind of noise, and some what I thought was dust. And I looked out and I seen the back of the house. There were flames shooting out the window. And I, by the time I got to the front of the house to say, call 911, there was a second explosion. And then before I could get everybody cleared out of the house, there was a third. And I believe there was one or two more after that.
So these were coming one after the other, these explosions?
Correct.
How much time in between each explosion do you think?
Maybe a couple minutes. It's my understanding there were oxygen tanks in the home, which is the result of the multiple explosions.
Yeah. And so you had some damage to your house as well?
Yes.
What was the damage?
Well, mostly it's the outside exterior, but my one daughter, I have three children, and my one daughter was still in her room sleeping, and the window on the side of the house near where the fire and the explosions were was right above her bed. So yeah, she was woke up with the third explosion because it kind of blew her window out.
Oh my goodness. So, but she's okay?
Everybody is fine. We're blessed.
Your other two kids were not home?
They were home, but they were up in the front of the house.
Okay. But obviously you're shaken up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the, I mean, you know, myself and other people, our first thought or reaction was, you know, there's somebody in there, but there's just no way anybody could have went in there with the explosions and so forth going off.
Did you know the woman who lived in there?
Not personally, no, sir, I don't.
Okay.
I'm brand new to the neighborhood. I just moved in, so I knew of her, but I didn't know her.